I think I can sum up the show for you with one word. Nothing.
Red Brewing Company, Columbus, Ohio.
Make sure to get a bunch of spittle, like Oliver and Mike.
Yeah, I'm good at that.
Oh, that's good.
Did you like that? Were you recording that one?
Yeah.
Land Grant Brewing presents Land Grant University Beers with the Brewers.
Here we are on a social distancing episode of Beers with the Brewers. March 19. What's going on? I'm Mark. Got Walt Keys, Adam Benner.
Hello, everyone.
Hello.
And Chris Helderman.
Hello.
We're all in our separate rooms recording this through a computer program.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Are social distance. Well, a couple of us are at the brewery. Walt's at home.
I'm here with a four-year-old and a two-year-old. It's looking like a long haul with these two.
Yeah, so, this week's episode, we're going to be talking about beer and how you can still drink it, even in quarantine. Well, why don't you talk about the events that are going on at the brewery?
Oh, yeah, we got a lot coming up, including we'll probably record Beers with the Brewers remotely again next week. And other than that, we really don't have much going on outside of, hey, the tap room is open for carryout. It's open for delivery. You can go to landgrantbrewing.com right now, and you can order beer for delivery if you're in the Columbus metropolitan area, we'll say. And, you can get kegs, you can get gift cards, you can get merch if you want. We'll deliver anything over $40, I'm pretty sure. And, and then if you want to swing down, you can do a drive-through carryout as well, if that floats your boat. Reason to get out of the house, I guess. But no real events, just so to speak of. Calendar's looking pretty clear at the moment.
We don't have any new news either. They seem to be moving a bunch of events into the summertime. So we are essentially canceled up to everything mid-May. We got our fingers crossed that Strawberry Jam can still go on Memorial Day weekend. But that is looking less likely as the days go on. And I think with the election moving to June 2nd, that might have been one of the first indicators that we're going to be into the summer. So comes to events. Once we have new dates for some of these bigger events, we'll share them. I think one of the things, our anniversary party, there's probably going to be a lot going on. Hopefully all this has died down by the fall, but it seems like everyone's moving everything to the fall at this point. So could be a lot going on that weekend.
Everyone could be ready to party by then. I don't know. Maybe we can come up with some fun sort of remote digital events, so to speak. We can do a Instagram Live or something.
We figure people are sitting at home. We get on Beers at the Brews, talk a little bit, maybe how it's affecting, when last week we did Beers at the Brews, recorded on the Wednesday. I don't even think at that point they had canceled any sports. And Thursday, everything really came fast and furious. Yeah. Found out the NHL was canceled, then our NBA first, and then NHL suspended, MLS suspended. But at that point, even the NCAA tournament hadn't been canceled yet. So we were getting ready for putting up the big Jumbotron. I think we teased it on social media, but Jumbotron for the March Madness. Got half of the scaffolding up for that, and glad we didn't go too far with that because come Sunday night.
I think
night,
we got the scaffolding up, and then they kind of canceled it, and we said, well, there's no point in putting the screen up yet.
Yep.
Not even watch.
Yep. Yeah, so if we found out Sunday from the press conference that all bars and restaurants were to be closed, and by 9 p.m. Sunday night, which I think we've been in a disaster recovery mode ever since, just trying to figure out how to keep part of the brewery operational with the cans that we can still sell to grocery stores. The good news is people can still go to grocery stores, can come down to the tap room to pick up beer, support your local brewery. Those large breweries, while they'll be hurting, a lot of the local breweries and restaurants are going to be, it's going to be struggling. It's going to be an interesting time. We're losing a good part. January, I think, for the whole industry was down because people decided to stop drinking at that point. And I think we were on pace to turn around that for, with all the nice weather we've had recently. And really, March Madness is what starts that sports season. So
Canceled. Don't forget to mention that we also are delivering beer, too, if you're in Columbus. I know Walt mentioned that earlier. I got to deliver some beer up to Walt's house last night.
So far, we're just delivering it to each other as we social distance.
We were working out the kinks with that one. Yeah, we had a nice nice sort of happy hour beer out in the driveway. We all stood about 8 feet apart from each other and had some fruit slices.
I had a few fruit slices yesterday. Since I was at home, I could crush responsibly. It is a dangerously delicious beer.
Yeah.
I'm drinking a fruit slices right now.
I'm drinking it masses awesome. Because we drank all the fruit slices yesterday.
Yeah, I think I helped put a dent on what I delivered yesterday.
We got any questions from a listener?
I don't think we got any this week.
People got other things on their mind than to ask us questions this week.
Do we want to tease out some beers that, if all goes well, we will package in the next couple weeks?
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, we got
we got some fun stuff coming up.
Some peach basket that hopefully will get packaged maybe next week. And some, for those of you who like Mr. Balloon Hands, we got Mr. Balloon Hands Strawberry Lavender, which made its debut as a very, very small batch at last year's anniversary party. So
yeah,
that's some new stuff coming up that we're pretty excited about.
So what are we calling it? A fruited ale with, it's got peach and vanilla in it. Should be pretty good.
Yeah.
And it's got a good basketball theme because you can drink it while you're not watching the basketball tournament.
Yeah, isn't that the truth?
Nonetheless, yeah, some fun beers. Quadra Hopic 202 is coming soon. We got some good stuff coming. You might not be able to enjoy it in a pint glass at the bar, you know, fresh off draft, but we'll have cans, and you can, if you're lucky enough to have a kegerator at your house, you can pick up a keg.
Yep.
Or we'll deliver a keg. There we go.
Yeah, sure but will. Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. You got a kegerator. Put an order in. We'll drop it off. You can really put some work in.
Hey, everyone should take advantage of the delivery. How often you get beer delivered by, I don't know, one of the brewers or an owner or whatever of the brewery. Pretty crazy.
Yeah. All right. Anything else? I think it could be a brief 5-minute episode, too.
Yeah. I don't think it's, yeah. No, I mean, just hope everyone's staying safe and sane out there. Man,
yeah, and I think together. You know we always close out. Tip your bartenders. You know, with the bar closed, it's affecting all bartenders here at Land Grant and around the state. So, you know, think about next time you're at a down here when we open back up. Let's take care of those bartenders.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, Walt, if you need any more beer up in the north, I'll happily drink half of it with you again in the driveway.
Yeah, that should be good today, but yeah, I don't know. I might head down and do some delivering tomorrow or something, get out of this house, but we'll see.
Thanks, everyone. Right. Have a wonderful day.
Yeah, thanks for listening.
All right, yeah, cheers. Godspeed.
Peace out.
Episode.
All right, we calling that a wrap?
Yeah.
Sure.
Fun listen for everyone, I'm sure. What are you gonna do?
What you gonna do?
All right. Have a good one, guys.
Yep. See ya.